From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria remains largely intact. Mr. Ban also said a multinational task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread and the halt in the fighting continues. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it's likely both sides have violated the ceasefire.
There have been some number of violations reported on both sides. We do not want to litigate these in a public fashion in the press. We want to work to eliminate them. And we have agreed on a process by which we will do that.
Kerry says monitors are investigating violations at sites in Geneva and Amman and working with others on the ground in Syria to ensure that attacks are confined to radical groups like Islamic State and al-Nusra. Opposition spokesman Salim El-Meslat says the ceasefire is in jeopardy because of repeated violations by Syrian and Russian forces.
Today there is about 10 Russian airstrikes. There is about 16 airstrikes done by the regime in 26 times. And I believe this should be monitored. And we lost about 18 people and injured about 68.
Meanwhile, the UN and aid partners began humanitarian deliveries Monday in hopes of reaching more than 150,000 Syrians in besieged areas. And UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, has said he'll try to reconvene intra-Syrian peace talks in Geneva March 7. Somali authorities have arrested six people in connection with Sunday's double bombing by al-Shabaab in the town of Baidoa that killed more than 30 and wounded dozens. Police and the local government said the center of the town was busy when a car bomb exploded near the main market. A second blast went off moments later at a restaurant. This is VOA News. In Iraq, a suicide bomber struck a funeral procession in Muqtadiyah, north of Baghdad, Monday, killing at least 25, wounding dozens. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. Separate attacks on Sunday killed 24 Security Force personnel near Abu Ghraib and nearly 80 others in Sadr City, near the Iraqi capital. With results in, Iranian voters dealt hardliners in both Parliament and the Assembly of Experts an electoral setback Friday. But analyst Nabil Khoury of the Atlantic Council says whether it signals a change in direction for the entire country is not yet clear.
Clearly, reformists have made gains in this election, but whether or not this is a historic turning for the whole republic remains to be seen.
No single faction holds a majority, but state television reported Monday that moderate President Hassan Rouhani and his allies won 15 of 16 Tehran seats in the election for the assembly. Reformers who favor social freedoms and engagement with the West won at least 85 seats in parliament, while moderate conservatives who favor Iran's nuclear agreement 173, giving the two groups a majority in the 290-seat parliament. The U.N. Security Council is expected to vote Tuesday on a resolution that would impose new sanctions on North Korea in response to its latest nuclear and missile tests. It calls for a total arms embargo, mandatory inspection of all cargo, and halts imports of all products that could be used for military purposes. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
It's been clear, the Secretary talked about this last week, that there was general agreement between the United States and China that a more robust set of measures needed to be adopted on a multilateral basis, the UN Security Council resolution being the appropriate vehicle for that, to hold the North to account.
Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the UN, said the resolution, quote, would break new ground and represent the strongest set of sanctions imposed by the Council in more than two decades. A research group says China's arms exports have nearly doubled in 5 years as the country has moved to become a major player in the global industry. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute says Chinese exports of major arms grew by nearly 90% between 2011 and last year. Suspected Ugandan rebels killed at least 12 people, decapitating some in attacks on villages in eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The rebels, believed linked to the Allied Democratic Forces, an Islamist group with origins in Uganda, attacked at least two villages in North Kivu province early on Monday. Britain announced Monday that it's sending a training team of some 20 soldiers to Tunisia to help stop illegal entries from neighboring Libya. London is among Western countries growing concerned about the heightened presence of the Islamic State in Libya, who can easily move across the Tunisian-Libyan border. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.